Good morning. This is Chaplain Bunny Gregory, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're on the Mobile Chapel, and I'm making a tape on the chapel today. God bless you, and I'm glad you could be with us today. I want you to turn in your Bible to Isaiah, the 41st chapter, and the 10th verse. And let's read the 10th verse together. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I want to read that one more time. The Word of God is still in style right here in the United States of America. The Bible says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I pray today that you'll touch every heart under the sound of my voice, and that you'll add your blessings to the reading of your precious word. I ask that you have your way across the length and breadth of this great country, Father. And I know America is the greatest country in the world because you have exalted America. But Lord, I know there's a lot of fear across America today, and that's what we want to talk about. I pray that you deal with hearts today in such a way that your children will absolutely not be fearful. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. God's with us today. He wants to be with us. He's our Father and our God, and we're His children. We've been bought with the blood of Jesus. And if you're not a Christian today and you're listening to my voice, you can be a Christian today if you believe with all of your heart that the resurrection took place and you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You say, why Jesus? The Word of God says in St. John, it says in the 14th chapter and the 6th verse, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. The only way that you'll become a child of God is to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You say, why did you say Jesus? The Word of God says in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse, God is very emphatic. The Word of God spells it out for us. He said, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If you are not saved today, you can receive Christ as your own personal Savior. The Word of God says in the 1st chapter of St. John, Jesus came unto His own, but His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on His name. Do you believe on that name today? That name is above every name. And before the end of time, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I live in a country where even people that give lip service, people that's in church, people that's been churched all of their life, people that's actually born again Christians, but they're full of fear. They are fearful. They can't do anything because they're fearful. They are sickly because they are fearful. The Word of God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. If God is with you today, you don't have to be fearful. And if you haven't received Christ as your Savior, I want to pray with you right now as you ask Jesus to come into your heart. If you believe that the resurrection took place and you believe it with all your heart, I want you to ask Jesus to come in and take charge of your life. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon our immortal souls. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, you do not have to be fearful. Saints, you don't have to be fearful today. You don't have to be troubled today. You don't have to be worried today. You don't have to be cast down today. You are somebody today. You can stand up in Jesus' name. You have the authority to use His name. The Word of God reveals to me in the book of St. John and in St. Matthew, you, and in St. Mark, that we have power vested in us. He gave us a great commission. If you read the Great Commission, you'll know and you'll understand, especially in St. Mark, the 16th chapter, the Word of God tells us that we have power vested in us. But a lot of times we don't use that power. The Word of God tells us that we have power vested in us. He said, in my name. He tells us, if you believe and you're baptized, he said, you shall be saved. He said, he that believeth not shall be damned. The Word of God goes on to talk about the power that's vested in us. He said, we have authority and power to cast out devils. You said, Brother Gregory, are we fearful? A lot of times we're fearful when we're confronted with a devil, or we're confronted with a lie. You said, what, the devil doesn't make us fearful, does he? And I said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, he does. But I beg of you today, saints, don't be fearful, because God has vested power in you. If you're washed in the blood of Jesus, you're somebody today, and God wants to bless you, and God wants to use you. You can be an instrument that God can use. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. Are you different today? Do you have in you the mind that's also in Christ Jesus? If the answer is no, I want you to rededicate your heart and your life to Jesus. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be troubled. You don't have to be on the run. God will reach down and God will give you the victory in this place. I believe we can have the victory. I believe God wants us to have the victory. God wants us to be a new creature. When we receive Christ as Savior, the Word of God says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things pass away, and God says, behold, all things become new. I ask you today, are you a new creature in Christ Jesus? If the answer is no, you need to make some adjustments. You need to start off fresh and new today. In this place, because though God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Is God with you today? Do you know for sure God's with you today? Or have you believed a lie? Have you refused to be a new creature? Have you refused to walk in the Word of God? Have you refused to do what God has called you to do? A lot of times people are ashamed of Jesus, and the first thing you know, they are sniveling and they are fearful. The Word of God says in this 10th verse, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I ask you today, have you received that power? The Word of God says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. The Word says, in my name they shall cast out devils. I ask you today, are you fearful or can you cast out a devil? Can you take authority? The Word of God tells me that if I'll submit myself to God, if I resist the devil, that the devil will have to flee from me. I don't want to be fearful. I don't want to be a coward. I want to stand up on the authority of the Word of God today and put the devil on the run. I have power vested in me. And yes, I speak with new tongues. You say, Brother Gregory, are you the same as you used to be? And I say, no, ma'am, no, sir, I am not. God reached down and God changed my want. God reached down and changed me. I don't want to do the things that I used to do. You say, what does God do? God delivered me from fear. God reached down and the Word of God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. He says, Be not dismayed. You say, Brother Gregory, what does dismayed mean? That's what the devil's trying to do with you today. The devil's trying to mess your mind up. The devil's trying to make you doubt whether you're a Christian or not. The devil's trying to make you think that you're not supposed to be a saint. The Word of God speaks of you over and over again as being a saint. You say, what makes me a saint? The grace of God is the only thing that's going to make you a saint. The mercies of God God's mercy endure forever. You say, are you fearful? No, ma'am, no, sir. Because the love of God casteth out all fear. I want you to understand that today. Are you still fearful? Are you on the run? Has the devil got you on the run? Has the devil got you troubled today? If the answer is yes, I want you to know what God says. He said, I am with thee. God's with you today. God's concerned about you today. He's concerned about every detail in your life. God loves you today. He loved you enough to send His Son. And Jesus loved you enough. Jesus loved you enough to drag the cross up Calvary's Hill to pay the price once and for all. Yes, Jesus died so we could live. Yes, Jesus died. The price was paid. The blood has been shed. And we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be spiritual cowards today. But we can stand up because God has vested power in us. Yes, we'll speak with new tongues. And if we take up serpents or drink any deadly thing, the Word of God said it wouldn't hurt us. So why are we fearful? Why are we troubled today? Why are we worried about the economy today? We don't have to be troubled today. God's on the throne today. God's the miracle-working God today. God's the right now God today. God's in control, and God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I want you to know that God's with you today. Don't be fearful today. Don't be troubled today. Let's read that word again. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The devil will come along and he'll try to mess with your mind. The devil will come along and he'll try to tell you your job is going to shut down. So what if the company closes? God will raise you up and God will give you something better. He wants you to worry about gas and oil prices. God's in control of all the oil. The God that I'm serving, my Father, owns it all. I want you to understand God's in oil in Texas. God's in oil in the Gulf of Mexico. God's in oil in the Persian Gulf. And God owns all the oil in Venezuela. God owns all the oil in old Mexico. God's in control of the oil. And God's the one that said, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. So why are you troubled? Why are you worried about the price of oil? Why are you worried about the heat and oil today? God says, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. God wants to walk hand in hand with you. God wants to keep you covered with the blood of Jesus. God wants to supply your every need. We are serving a God that's able. My Father is in control of all the oil. So why are you worried? God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. The Word of God says, be not dismayed. That's our trouble today. We're dismayed. We've listened at the lies of the enemy. The Word of God says in St. John 8:44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. The Word of God said he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. The Word of God said, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I want you to know the devil's not going to try to tell you the truth, because there is no truth in the devil. The devil's a liar and the father of it. But we listen at the devil's lies. They pump them over the TV. They come right down on the newscast. They come right down at the newspaper, and we accept it as truth. But God said, my word is truth. He said, you would hear the truth, and the truth would make you free. And he said, he who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. If you're a child of God today, you don't have to be fearful, because you have been set free. Are you free today? Are you walking in the Word of God today? Is my God blessing you today? The Word of God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. You know, you might be grieving and fearful about your protection. They're talking about what they're going to do to America, what the terrorists are going to do to the church. Let me tell you exactly what the terrorists are going to do. The terrorist is not going to be able to handle God. And let me tell you something, they'll gather together against God's children from all over the world. But all at once, Jesus is going to show up. And let me tell you something about a victory. It'll be a victory to end all victories because God's on the throne. You said, what are you going to do? He said, the one that's called and chosen and the faithful, they'll be with him adorned in white. You said, what are we going to have to do to fight? All we're going to have to do is show up. I ask you today, are you fearful? Are you showing up on Sunday morning? Are you walking down the street with your Bible on Sunday morning? Now, can you still stand up and make a stand in the name of Jesus? Can you stand up and tell somebody how faithful God is? Can you stand up and tell somebody how good God is? God's on the throne, and God's faithful. God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I belong to God, and God belongs to me. God's my Father, my God, and I'm His Son. And my God has a responsibility to me. I'm not afraid of war. You say, why? Because God's on the throne. I'm not afraid that somebody will come and destroy the church. Because God is on the throne, and God is all-powerful. You said, Brother Gregory, what? I said, He's all-powerful. We serve Almighty God. We serve a supernatural God. And God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Are you afraid today? Are you backed up in the corner somewhere about your finances? Are you afraid they're going to take your curse away from you? If you put all of your trust in God, God will reach down and God will make a way where there is no way. The Word of God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I want you to realize that God is on the throne. I want you to realize that God has all power. The Word says it like this. The 10th verse in the 41st chapter of the book of Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Have you put your trust in God? Have you depended completely upon God? Are you looking up towards God? Because God said He would strengthen you. In the 40th chapter in the last verse, He said, they that wait upon the Lord. In the book of Isaiah 40, 31, He said, He would renew thy strength. Do you need for your strength to be renewed today? Do you feel a little puny in your body today? God's able to renew your strength if you'll just wait on God. Are you doing what God has called you to do? You said, Brother Gregory, I faltered. I quit. I used to preach the Word of God, but I'm too old and I can no longer do it. And I say, I beg your pardon. The call of God is without repentance. And God said, they that wait upon Him, He will renew thy strength. The Word of God talked about mounting up. He didn't say being fearful. He said, mount up. He said, mount up. He would mount us up as on wings of eagles. Have you mounted up? An eagle travels above the cows of this world. I preached all across this country on the Mobile Chapel and up in Canada, but I've never had an eagle to come up to me and beg me for a ham sandwich. You say, why? Because God has reached down and God allowed the eagle to travel at His speed. God said if we waited upon Him, I'm talking about strength now. He said He would strengthen thee. God said if we waited on Him, He would strengthen us. And we could mount up as on wings of eagles. I ask you today, how do you stand? Do you feel like you've mounted up? Do you feel like that you're soaring like an eagle? Do you feel like you're walking in victory everywhere you go and devils fly when you walk down the street? Or are you fearful? I had a sign up in the chapel. No sniveling. A lot of times we're sniveling. A lot of times we're complaining. A lot of times we're grumbling when we should be praising God, when we should be thanking God. The Word of God says giving thanks in all things. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I ask you today, are you giving thanks? All too often we moan. All too often we groan. All too often we complain instead of praising our God. And God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. God wants to strengthen you. He said you could run and not be weary. God said you could walk and not become faint. I believe it with all my heart today. God will make your feet beautiful. You can carry the word, and your feet will be as beautiful as a heart on a high place. You said surely God wouldn't do it. I see, I beg your pardon. If you'll put your trust in God today, if you want Mickey Mouse today, if you won't be double-minded today, if you'll serve God with all your heart today, the perfect love of God casteth out fear, and God says, fear thou not. If you'll serve God with everything you've got today, you won't be fearful. If you'll serve God with everything you've got today, you won't be a sniveler. If you'll serve God with everything you've got today, you won't be a grumbler. If you'll serve God with everything you've got today, you won't be a complainer, but you'll be that praise of God. You'll be that shouting of victory. You'll be that waving a bloodstained banner. You'll be there giving your testimony. You'll tell people how God has renewed your strength, how God has reached down and God has healed your body, how God has touched your feet, and they want to carry the gospel to the high places. You say, Brother Gregory, will you talk about the anointing? And I say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. And you'll do it without fear. You'll do it without favor. You'll do it without compromise. Yes, my God can use you. My God can bless you. My God wants to use you. He said you could run and not be weary. How many times has the devil talked about the race being too hard for you, and you felt like you were so weary that you couldn't go on? Let me tell you, don't be dismayed made by the lies of the enemy, because he wants you to sit down. He doesn't want you to go any further. He doesn't want you to have the victory. He doesn't want you to be used of God. The Word of God tells me when he talks about the benefits of serving God in Psalm 103, he said he would forgive all iniquity. If you're full of iniquity today, if you've been double-minded, if you've been going the wrong direction, if you done crawled down off of the broad, narrow path and got back on the broad road, I beg you today to rededicate your heart and life to God. God will strengthen you. God will let you mount up again as on wings of eagles. You'll be able to run and not be weary. You'll realize that you haven't come to the end of the race, and that's where the prize is. I want you to know the prize is at the end of the race. You have a high calling on your life, and God's going to reach down, and you don't have to be fearful. The Word of God said, don't be dismayed, for I am thy God. I'm talking about God Almighty. I'm talking about your Father and your God. I'm talking about a God of all creation. I'm talking about a God that knows every intent of your heart. I'm talking about a God that knows everything you need today. And God wants to bless you today. He says, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. How many times do you call on God when you need help? God doesn't want you to be fearful. He doesn't want you to run all over the country looking for help in other places. God wants you to depend on him. One man hollered, welfare is wonderful. Let me tell you something. God's got something more wonderful than welfare. Somebody said Social Security is wonderful. But you can have security with God, and God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will help thee. God wants to help you today. He'll help you today if you'll only let him. God wants to bless you beyond measure. God wants to open the windows of heaven. And if you'll try God today, the Word of God called it proving God. If you'll try God, if you'll prove God today, God will open the windows of heaven and he'll pour you out a blessing that you don't even have room enough to contain. I ask you today, are you fearful? Are you serving God with all your heart? Are you serving God with all your mind? Are you serving God with all your strength? Are you walking in the Word of God today? Are you receiving help from on high? Do you realize that God has helped you today? Do you realize that God has blessed you today? You wouldn't be where you are today if God hadn't helped you. You wouldn't have the job that you have if God hadn't helped you. You wouldn't be able to walk around like you do if God hadn't helped you. God wants to help you today. It makes no difference what's wrong today. If you need spiritual help today, God will help you. He said in His Word, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." He said He will strengthen thee. He said, "I will strengthen thee, and I will help thee." Has God helped you today? God wants to help you today. God wants to help keep you on a narrow path. The narrow path leads to the straight gate. And He said, "Few there be that find it." Are you on that narrow path today? God wants to help you today. God has keeping power today. God is almighty today. And God loves you today with an everlasting love. The Word of God said, "I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee." God wants to uphold you today. God wants to undergird you today. God wants to give you special strength. You said, "Brother Gregory, I know I've been called, but you know I can't go because I don't have strength enough." I'm glad Caleb wasn't like that when he wanted to claim his mountain. 85 years old, and God had already told him he could have the mountain. He said he could have everything in the sole of his foot touched, and he believed God for it. Let me tell you something today, he wasn't fearful. Somebody might have said, "You old fool, you're 85 years old. How you go climb the mountain? There's giants on the mountain." And he said, "The same God that kept me and protected me in the wilderness for 45 years and rained head manna down into heaven and fed me day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. That same God wants me to have the mountain and He'll give it to me. Fear thou not." He wasn't fearful. And at the age of 85 years old, God reached down and God gave him special strength and God gave him that mountain. God will do the same thing for you. The Word of God said, "I will uphold thee." Do you feel like God today is upholding you? Do you feel like today God has dispatched angels around your house? Do you feel like God has given your children divine protection if the ounces know start out fresh in you? Call on God for help today because God will help you. And God will uphold you. And God will see to it that you have the victory. I believe we can have a mountaintop experience in this place today. It makes no difference where you are today. If you need spiritual help today, God will uphold you. If you need spiritual help today, God hasn't forgot about you. He'll raise you back up. He'll renew your strength. And He'll give you the victory. He said above everything else, He wanted you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. God will prosper your soul today. And God will prosper you physically today. And God will prosper you financially today. So why are you fearful? God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." He said, "Yea, I will help thee and strengthen thee." He said, "I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." God is able to keep you on the righteous path. I live in a country that you don't hear them talk about righteousness anymore. But God wants us to walk the righteous path. God's a holy God, and He's my Father, and God wants me to be holy too. God wants you to live a holy life. God wants you to live a righteous life. God wants you to serve Him with all your heart. God wants you to do it with all your mind and all your strength. If you have a need financially today, you're in the right place because God will uphold you. God's able to touch your finances. God's able to multiply your finances. God's able to multiply everything you've got. You say, when? When you begin to serve Him with all your heart. Fear thou not. Don't worry about going bankrupt. Fear thou not. Because God will uphold you. And He'll do it with the right hand of His righteousness. God wants us to be righteous. God's a righteous Father. And we're His children. I love you today. The Word of God said, He would uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We think about the right hand, we think about power. I want you to think about the power of Almighty God. I want you to think about what He's saying. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He said, yea, I will help thee and strengthen thee and uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Everybody talks about going crazy. God said He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Did you hear what I said? You don't have to be bipolar. You don't have to be crazy. The Word of God said He'd give you a sound mind. You can have power and love. Do you love like you ought to love today? The Word of God tells me that God will fill you with His divine love. And if you're full of that love, it'll change the way you treat other people. It'll change you when you walk down the street. Power and love and a sound mind. You can have the whole package today. God is saying, fear thou not. If you're filled today, I pray that you'll turn to God and look up towards God and beg God to have mercy on your soul. I pray that you'll invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And you can check your relationship today. The Word of God said, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life. You are dead while you yet still live. But if you accept Jesus today, you can have power over death, hell, and the grave. You don't have to be fearful anymore. God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will help thee and strengthen thee. And uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Jesus is the answer today. Jesus loves you today. I beg you today as we worship together that you'll ask Jesus to come into your heart and let Him take charge of your life. I want to pray with you. The Word of God said in Matthew, the first chapter, we would call His name Jesus. And He shall save His people from thy sins. God will forgive you of all the sin and all the iniquity. And God will help you not to be fearful as He extends His grace and His mercy. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, have mercy on every man and woman and boy and girl under the sound of my voice. And Lord, I know your love casteth out all fear. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you today.